from the time I wake up in the morning until the time I go to bed at night, I'm reliant on someone with me 24/7.
I think I'll have toast this morning.
There's been a lot of firsts in the last 2 years. The first time someone had to feed me. The second one was I can't toilet myself. The first time I went into the wheelchair, the first time Gran had to clean my teeth, the first time somebody else had to put makeup on me, the first time I had to let people do my hair without me being able to fix it or shush it or touch it or... Yeah, there's just so many, with, you know, the list would be endless about how many things you take for granted on a day-to-day basis.
Kath's got some amazing girlfriends. Seeing the support that they provide Kath, the way they love her and care for her, it's amazing.
That's the thing, people are here all the time. You know, Mondays it's me and Becky B, and then Tuesdays it's Ness, and Ness on Wednesdays, but there's always other people here.
Georgia will be here at lunchtime, and Jen. And then Becky said she'd call in if I needed a toilet stop. I realised I couldn't drive anymore, I couldn't shower myself. I wasn't safe to be in the house by myself in case I fell. So from that point, we started to outsource all the things that I was able to do as a mother.
Hey Google, add peanut butter to the shopping list.
Okay, I've added peanut butter.
Coffee would be great.
Thank you. Now, Carol
Alicia, or... The day normally starts out of bed into the shower, followed by my coffee, breakfast, toilet. I get massages at home, physio. I constantly have people coming through the door checking on nutrition. We have assistance with meals twice a week.
Are you happy with it, like up over, right over?
The fact that you're asking people to help is also hard, because I'd always been on the other side of the foot and providing for meals for other people and carting their kids around and all that sort of stuff. It was really hard to not want to sound not thankful, but sort of grieving in a way that I couldn't be that person anymore.
You go down first.
Yep. Yep, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Stop. Yep.
What I've learned about supporting someone with MND is probably the same as supporting anyone, I think, with an illness, is that the person, or maybe this is just Kath, but certainly the way she's dealing with it, Kath needs to be the one making decisions, not other people for her. She needs to decide how it's going to be, whether that's your friendship or how things are going to happen, or when it's time to go into a wheelchair, or, you know, rather than being told to do things at a certain time.
That's as low.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Got the keys.
Life goes on as normal is another thing that I've learned, and maybe that's our group of friends. We laugh a lot.
My worst thing this month was that I had a brand new nurse, Lucy, start, and she's in my kitchen and she said, I've got to wash up this pot. Oh, it's got rice in it. I said, oh, we haven't eaten rice. Maggots.
Oh!
I was so embarrassed. I said, I've never had maggots in my kitchen before.
Did we just ignore a pot?
Well, the lucky thing is you can go, well, it wasn't me.
Was it
a pot that sits on the stove that we all ignore?
Yes.
Okay.
So the lid's on it, and obviously it had a silver side cooked in it like 2 weeks before.
Oh my God.
And I went, oh my God, she's never going to come back.
So yeah, my goodness, you are surrounded by efficient people, aren't you? Clearly we do a wonderful job caring for you. Sorry.
I'm glad it happened on the first day or something like that happened, because I think it was a real icebreaker. It was good for us, our relationship, I think, to know that things like that were going to happen and we could just laugh it off and come in, get Kath up, pop her in the shower, do all that sort of stuff. And I think what Kath says is that we're just an extension of her, and I think that's, it's nice to be able to do that well, which as a nurse... I don't feel like I was given enough time in hospitals to do things that well, and I really enjoy this job because you can do it well and do it the right way.
It's kind of like a coffee catch-up too in the shower, because we talk about, you know, what the kids are up to or what's happening that day, or if I've got a sore bit or something needs tension, top or bottom. It's all sort of discussed in the bathroom and stays in the bathroom, and then we come out and it's on to the next thing.
Get on.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make your bed.
Okay. Hey, Siri. I was so surprised when I started with Kath at how much new technologies were able to help her continue to be as independent as she can, because that's kind of the aim of the game, isn't it? That even though she can't move her arms and her legs, that she can continue to kind of run a household. And so I get here and Kath uses, you know, Siri for sending messages, Siri for accessing all her apps on her phone, which means that she knows that her girls have gotten to school safely, or in group apps for, you know, dropping off and picking up for sporting activities. And it means that she can continue to do that rather than having to outsource that. And that, I think, you know, continues her identity as a mother, and I think that's really important.
Hey Google, add soft cheese and crackers to the shopping list.
You know, 90% of the time she's extremely positive, and then there's other times she's, you know, she's pretty flat. And not that she ever wants to give up, but you can sometimes, I think she's just had enough, just with the sheer frustration of losing her independence and her ability to do some of the most simplest things, like clean her teeth.
Thank you. Just shut the door a little bit, please. But listen out for me, okay? Talking about good weeks and bad weeks, and just pushing on, really, is this week's been a bit of a challenge. Had a feeding tube inserted. It's more around precautionary care. It's that if my lung function continues to decrease, then I can be fed, you know, medications, food and water through the PEG tube. And the last few days have proved to be really tricky in that it gets in the way, it gets tugged, it's painful because it's only new and it's raw, and it makes you sort of question, why am I doing this? Why am I trying to prolong my life, or why am I trying to make these decisions that ultimately sort of step me back a few months? And it's really difficult to stay upbeat all of the time because I'm conscious of not dragging everyone down to where I might be on that day. But also it's a fine line between allowing myself to have a bad day and just want to feel like I just want to crawl in a ball and make everyone else go away. Maybe I am feeling a bit sorry for myself, but it's just, you know, the ebbs and flows with life when things are thrown in and just put a spanner in the works and upset the apple cart again. But look, we'll get through this hurdle. The people around me are trying to make that transition as easy as possible. Onward and upward. We'll see what tomorrow brings, and hopefully we'll be feeling a little bit better. Okay, signing off. Scarlett! Miss Darling, can you press stop recording?